What is going on, everybody? This is Wellness Chats with Chad and Mo. I'm Chad.
And I'm Mo.
And we are podcasting to you from the Zen Room.
Coming to you live from the Zen Room.
In the last episode, we kind of gave you a teaser about Reiki. I don't know too much about it. I haven't gone through it or experienced it. However, I have a treat for you today because our lovely Mo has. So I will just kind of let her take it over. But I am curious what actually got you to even think about going to a Reiki practitioner?
Well, first I saw that my yoga studio offered Reiki, and I had heard about it before, not knowing much about it, but I thought, you know, why not give it a shot? But I did learn kind of more about what it was after the fact. So I will say that it has kind of given me a better understanding of chakras, and I had a super interesting experience with it. So I'll share a little bit more about that later. But Reiki basically is an alternative form of medicine. Even at some hospitals, they have practitioners available for patients if they want that to service. But it's kind of it's an energy healing technique where they use their palms to heal you. Basically, they just kind of run their hands over your chakras, and they're transferring their energy to you through their palms.
I'm going to briefly interject here. You may hear our podcast managers in the background. They do not like it when we are separate from them and working on this. We try to make it so where you can't hear them, but you might just hear our stage manager, Hank, yelling at us. So, sorry.
but it originated in Japan. And the word Reiki literally translates to universal life energy. But it's good for physical and emotional healing. So, I guess a little bit about the setup of what it looked like when I went in for the session. There was like a massage table and let's say a kind of dimly lit room. It was very relaxing. It was at the yoga studio that I go to, so it has a calming vibe.
Did you have like any idea what they were going to do to you?
I had no clue, and I wasn't even anxious about it. I was just like, I'm just going to go try this thing. I have no idea what they're going to do to me, but it's going to be fine.
I did reflexology once, and I'm not sure if you guys know what that is. I'm sure you do, but it's where they like, you know, rub your feet, and basically the theory is that everything is connected to your foot. If you have a cold, they can feel it in your toe. And I was nervous because, like I said, I don't like doctors, and I'm like, what are they going to find on my foot, you know? But I think I'd have that same anxiety going to a Reiki practitioner.
Yeah, I had no anxiety. I was excited. But, yeah, so there was, when I saw the massage table, I got a little bit like anxious, like what is going on? But I just took my shoes off. I just laid down on my back with like all my clothes on and everything on the massage table. And she just said that she had this like pendulum necklace, and she was going to hold it over all my chakra points to see where my chakras were at, if they were closed, if they were open, kind of what that is. But
was it just a quartz points, or was it one of those bonded?
I don't honestly remember what it was. I don't remember. It was on a chain, and it wasn't very big. It might have been quartz, might have been amethyst. I'm not sure what stone it was. But at the time, I also didn't know that much about chakra points. So we kind of wanted to go over the chakras with you guys, in case you guys are also as ill-versed in them as I was when I went to my Reiki session. Do you want to talk about some of the chakra points? Because you definitely know about those.
I do. And I kind of got into these through a different method, mainly through crystals. But we will discuss that in a next episode. But the first chakra is the crown, which is the top of your head. It is the center of enlightenment. It also is the spiritual connection to your higher self. When it's working properly, you should have pure awareness. And it's the chakra that they say that for us normal folks, it works properly sometimes. Most of the time it is blocked. When it is blocked, you can feel feelings of isolations or disconnected from people, places, or things.
It's something that can help you tap into your crown chakra is doing yoga or specific meditations geared towards your crown chakra.
So since I don't do yoga and I am terrible at meditating, it's safe to assume that my crown chakra is closed probably most of the time.
And I will say, I'm just going to go ahead and say this now, when she ran the crystal pendulum over like all my chakras, I believe she said the only one that was actually open was my third eye. So that leads us into the next one, is the third eye chakra, which is between your eyebrows. And that one's really about intuition and
seeing things from a more clear perspective. Right.
Yes.
Probably.
Like losing my words here. But basically, if it's open properly, you're going to have better memory. You're going to have a mental well-being. But if it's blocked, you might have depression, anxiety. It'll hinder your learning of new skills. And it might even make you more judgmental, which none of us need to be more judgmental. There's plenty of that in the world.
And what's crazy is that the third eye is a lot of times depicted as the pineal gland. I'm not a doctor, and I suck at Latin, so I'm sure it's a Latin term. But if you look at old, I don't know, I'm gonna butcher this word, but it's hieroglyphics.
Hieroglyphics.
I struggle with words sometimes.
Words are hard.
It kind of looks like, I don't know, they call that the Eye of Ra or the Eye of Horus. I'm not sure. I'm not that well versed in Egyptology, but I do know that the pineal gland looks kind of like that. So a lot of times the third eye is equated to psychic awareness.
And so what you're saying, the pineal gland looks like an eye?
Not like everybody's eye, but like just the eye that they hammered on the side of the tombstone.
I see. It looks like an Egyptian eye.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Eye of Ra, I don't know if it's Ra or Horus.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So I kind of trailed off there. So the next one is the throat chakra. And this hits near and dear for me because I'm a Taurus. We have issues with our throats a lot. I have had severe strep throat infections. Every time the weather changes, I always get a nasty throat ache.
It's also your communication.
Yeah.
So it's not only just about your like physical health while, you know, being like your throat being sore, but also being able to communicate effectively is your throat chakra. So if it's properly aligned, you're going to be calm and relaxed, and you're going to be confident and able to communicate clearly and effectively.
But when it's blocked, you have a hard time telling the truth. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're lying. But I like to equate it to if you're in a debate. And I was not on the debate team. But if your throat chakra is working properly, you should be able to speak the truth or speak what you think is the truth.
Speak your truth.
Speak your truth effectively, right. Clearly, and without us or ums, which I'm assuming that my throat chakra is opening and closing as this is going right now.
I'm terrible with ums. I'm not going to lie to you guys, so bear with me.
But when it's blocked from a physical standpoint, it goes back to throat infections and
tension headaches. You can get shoulder and neck stiffness. So it's definitely a lot of these chakras are both physical and emotional. Which is really interesting to me because that's also what Reiki, you know, helps you cure is both physical and emotional issues.
So with her being saying that your third eye was open, do you feel like you're woke?
Get woke. I don't know. We'll talk about that later because that has a lot to do with my story with what happened with my Reiki. So you're jumping the gun.
Okay.
But the next chakra is, so I just want to recap because I feel like we keep like going around in circles, but we have crown, third eye, throat. Your next one is your heart chakra, and that's really the center of your chest. And it kind of makes sense that that is affiliated with love and affection.
I like to think of it's where the physical and the spiritual meet. So when I say that, and we'll get further into the lower chakras, those seem to me, those feel like those are more of the physical, and you'll see where I'm coming from as we get further down. And the spiritual is because everything from the top, you know, the throat, the third eye, and the crown, to me that would be the spiritual of it.
Right. It's a little bit more big picture.
Right.
Whereas, yeah, as you go down the body, it's concrete, actual, more, it's almost more understandable to me. When you start talking about the crown chakra, it seems very conceptual.
Ooh, that was, I like that. That's that is her throat chakra at work. when it is blocked, you could have feelings of anger, grief, jealousy, hating yourself and hating others. And I feel like, especially in this journey, even when I was losing weight like crazy, you know, I still hated myself. I hated what I had become. I hated that I had to do all these things to feel well.
But if it's working properly, you're going to feel love and compassion flowing freely. And you're just going to feel like you're getting as much love coming in as you give out. So it comes and goes more freely.
So the next one is the solar plexus, and it's actually really cool because of all the seven, it's not, you don't say, it's the heart chakra, it's the throat chakra. This is just the solar plexus. So
it's like Rihanna.
Yeah, it's the share of chakras.
Beyonce. Okay, we'll stop.
All right, Seal. So it's under the sternum. I gotta have the last word, I'm a Taurus. Uh-huh. It's under the sternum. And they like, it's usually explained by, you know, people as the action balance plus balance chakra.
It focuses more on like your individual, like willpower, your personal power, and your commitment.
From a physical standpoint, it governs like your metabolism, digestion, and anything that's related to your stomach. That's where it lives.
Right, lives in your stomach area, so that just makes sense.
When it's proper, you should be feeling confident, good digestion.
And gut health.
If it's not, bad metabolism.
Weight gain, stomach aches, and even apathy. So that's definitely one from a weight loss perspective that right. You want to have in check, because it can really hinder or help you.
Well, it definitely goes both ways, because if it's overstimulated, I mean, you know, having a very high metabolism can be a bad thing.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
So moving on is the sacral chakra, and this is the fun one. It lives in the groin, and basically when it's proper, you should be feeling passionate. Your sexual libido should be healthy. And that is either highly, it's the perfect center. You don't want to be too sexually charged. And you don't want to have libido issues. So it's that perfect center there.
But it's really this, the sacral chakra is really about passion, sexuality, and creativity. So if it's blocked, you're going to feel emotional instability, you're going to feel uninspired, and you're going to have potentially a physical sexual dysfunction. And again, like he said, it could be over, like you could be a sex addict, or it could be under, where you have no libido at all. So it can go both ways.
And the next one is the root chakra, which is at the bottom of your feet. And it has a lot to do with the foundation of you, feeling safe. And we were talking about this earlier, because I don't do yoga, but she does, that they say that a lot in yoga.
Yeah, when we'll do like a pose where we're laying on our stomach, the instructors a lot of times will say, you're fully grounded, you're fully supported, relax, you're in a safe space. And a lot of times when people are saying something is grounded, or you want to be grounded, or you're grounded, I'm like, what does that even mean? So really being grounded is just mindfulness. And you're it's like you're less likely to be affected by others because you're confident in where you are. But yeah, so if you're properly rooted, properly grounded, you're going to feel safe and you're going to sleep better and you're just going to feel more balanced. But if it's blocked, you might have lower back, leg, or feet issues, nightmares, or anxiety.
And you know, I always go back to astrology. Out of all the things that we will discuss, I'm heavily rooted in psychology, or, well, probably should get rooted in psychology as well, but astrology. Because it just makes sense. It you know, when it talks about Taurus and how we're grounded, we're earth signs. There's three earth signs, Taurus, Capricorn, and Virgo. And it does relate to me because when it says that Taurus is the most grounded, I typically, unless I'm being physically threatened or if somebody's physically threatening or threatening someone I care about, I typically don't get mad. It takes a lot to get me mad, and when it does happen, it's bad.
Yeah.
So that's where I think being grounded really comes in, is that, you know, that's how it relates to me, because I don't lose my temper very easily.
So that's kind of like an overall overview, I guess. I just kind of repeated myself, but an overview of the chakras in case you guys didn't really know what those were. So that's what she did. She ran the pendulum over all my chakras. She saw what was open, what was closed. She used her palm energy to try and open my chakras. She also asked me if I had any physical ailments. And I did tell her that my ankle, I had sprained it probably 9 months previous to that, but it was a really bad sprain. I've never hurt a body part like I hurt my ankle. It was terrible. So she had kind of put special energy into that ankle. I don't know that it helped or not. I can't really say, you know.
But interesting tidbit is that Aquarians typically have ankle issues.
Yeah.
Like, I sprained my ankle. I've sprained it so many times, but I'm always like, I've played football on a sprained ankle and had no issues. It just hurt, you know.
I had sprained my ankle in basketball before, but this was like, I think it got into the ligaments because it was going all the way up my leg. We went on a trip to see my friend in DC and I couldn't hardly walk. I had to go to the doctor like 3 times. It was terrible. So I almost would have rather just had a broken bone and put a cast on it and been done with it because it was like, I was trying to walk on it because the doctor told me to, but it was miserable. Anyway, we don't need to go into that. Doesn't matter. But I did want to end this whole thing about the Reiki. So she did my chakra points. She tried to open them up, but she did say,
let's change the names of people to protect the innocent.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. Protect the innocent. I will say that she told me my throat chakra was closing. Like, she had it open and then it closed again, so she opened it again. So she recommended that I get a blue crystal. She said any blue crystal, because that's the color that corresponds with the throat. So I was like, okay. So I ended up getting a couple crystals, and we're going to go into intro to crystals in our next podcast. But that was one thing that she said when she was done. She also had this particular practitioner, they all do things differently, but she also said she had a couple like insights. She said I had potentially a family member named Mary who was just wanted me to know that she was like watching over me. I do have a great grandmother named Mary, so that was interesting. But the most interesting thing that happened, in my opinion, was at the end, I just sat up. And all of a sudden, I had this overwhelming feeling that someone Chad and I know was going to get pregnant with his girlfriend. And they hadn't been dating very long. I'm not even sure if I had met her yet.
And this person is when I say this, it's not like he's unlucky in love or, you know, he was single for a long time and, you know, he just doesn't know what he's doing. He's had many girlfriends, and this has not been an issue.
That's true. So anyway, I've never had a feeling so overwhelming before. I was certain, and as soon as I got done with my session, I called Chad and I was like, look, I don't know why, but I really feel like they're going to get pregnant. I don't know if we need to warn them so that it doesn't happen, if we just let it happen. Maybe I'm just crazy, I don't know. But probably like a month later, I had asked Chad if he had heard from him, and he was like, no. And I was like, okay. Then, I don't know, a couple weeks after that, he had gotten a text saying that this friend of ours needed to talk to him. And I was like, he's going to tell you that him and his girlfriend are pregnant. I know this 100%. And again, I never have these type of strong feelings about something. But they talked on the phone and they were pregnant. And it's just so crazy to me that I was just so certain that that was going to happen. It was like it wasn't a question to me, it was only a matter of time for when we found out. And we found out that they were pregnant at the time of my Reiki session, but they didn't even know.
They didn't know.
So the whole thing was crazy to me. And yeah, that's... So then, well, she did say, too, you were talking about the third eye. Yep. And the third eye is your intuition. And that was the only one that she said was really open. And then I had that intuitive feeling. So the whole thing, super interesting. And she said my throat chakra kept closing and to get a blue stone. And I had just gotten over a terrible throat infection.
It was
sickness over the summer. That was also interesting.
Well, it doesn't help that you have a Taurus moon.
Right. So I have a hurt ankle from my Aquarian side and a sore throat from my Taurus side. Thanks a lot.
Well, I feel like that there's a lot that and it all ties together, you know, intuition and chakras and crystals and... There's just so much to look into and whatnot. And it can be overwhelming, but I feel like, you know, we're going at a slow pace, learning what we can and, you know, hopefully spread that knowledge. Hopefully you all take something from that and
hopefully we didn't confuse you too much.
Right. So at one point I still think we're very green to all this.
Most definitely.
But we're, you know, more versed than what we were. And it's all very interesting. It all goes back to just being well. So that's all that I have for this episode.
Yeah, but I think what this podcast is going to lead into our other one is crystals. So next time, we're going to give you guys a little intro to how we got into crystals and how we recommend maybe you get into crystals.
All right. Well, until the next episode, I'm Chad.
And I'm Morgan.
And you all be... I don't know where I was going with that.
Be well.
Be well. All right. Signing off.